The Human Podcast features weekly service audio from the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia. Please visit us at human.org.
I welcome you to Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation, which we lovingly call Human. Human is a liberal faith community with the mission to nurture our spirit, strive for justice, and transform the world. No matter who you are, who you love, or where you are in your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. If you're visiting us for the first time, please feel free to scan the QR code on the back of your printed order of worship, or the code located near the greeters table to get in touch. We would like to acknowledge that this week in 1906, white mobs killed dozens of black Atlantans, wounded scores of others, and inflicted considerable property damage. Known thereafter as the Atlanta Race Riot or the Atlanta Race Massacre, the event was one of a series of violent conflagrations that erupted in southern cities during the dawn of the Jim Crow era. Next, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. is our volunteer day at North Fulton Community Charities. You must sign up to attend. Look for an email from Reverend Dave or sign up directly by clicking on the event in the Breeze calendar. We also have a few adult enrichment offerings this morning. Please refer to your order of worship for the class locations. But it is incorrect. The only classes that we are offering are Sunday service reflections, knit, crochet, and needlecraft, and climate anxiety. Bridge group will not be held this week. I would also like to note that all ages are welcome in service. We have a fidget shelf for children and adults who may need some entertainment during service. Children and youth religious exploration classes are held during second hour at 11:15 in Discovery Hall, which is right over there. Are you interested in learning more about Unitarianism, Human, or interested in becoming a member? Join us for the next UU 101 meeting, which will be held on Sundays, October 1st and October 8th. During second hour, and it'll last until about 1 p.m. Sign up at the greeters table or speak to Laura Keck or Jane Soule. We will also be putting sign-up information and Human announcements in the coming weeks. Now an announcement from Lexi.
Good morning. Good morning. We are pleased to announce that the fidget shelf was such a big hit, we wanted a second one. So we're now live streaming service in Fellowship Hall. If you don't really wanna be in service, then you're welcome to go and live stream service there with your kiddos. We just ask that if the kids are gonna go out, that you go out with them. I'm also pleased to announce that we're planning our autumn festival, and it's gonna be a ton of fun. If you're interested in participating, then please find me after service.
And now the Harvest Moon auction team would like to make an announcement.
Good morning, everyone. The purpose of this announcement is to just let everyone know that in 8 weeks, the Harvest Moon auction will take place on November 11th. And we're looking for all sorts of creative ideas in goods. And
what's the theme?
The theme this year is called Cruising Under a Harvest Moon. See, she does this.
What? Nothing. Well, okay, so cruising, does that make you think of the Titanic?
No. It does not make me think of the Titanic.
Okay.
So, okay, back to the announcement. So if you have a creative good or service that you would like to donate, we will be happy to collect those from you. You can sign up online, or you can absolutely just let us know. And we will put you on the list for
like
sure.
Like maybe lifeboats or Leo DiCaprio posters or balance.
Oh, stop
dance
it. She's killing me over here. No, we're going to have delightful things like wine tastings and dinners and cruises.
Okay, so what about those cruise ships during COVID that got stuck and they couldn't even come to dock?
Yeah, so we're not going to sell that cruise, okay? That will not be the cruise. So people are over that, so can we just move on? All right, so let's just go back over it again. The auction is on November 11th. And that's 8 weeks away, and we are looking forward to you signing up to deliver some great goods and services.
COVID tests, chicken soup, trip insurance.
Or paintings, artwork, lessons, cooking lesson.
3-hour tour. That's all they were signing up for was a 3-hour tour.
Yeah. Okay, so back November 11th, can everyone remember that? Would you just get somewhere and sit down?
Good morning. The words of Holly Neer, you probably know them. We are a gentle, angry people. We are a justice-seeking people. We are young and old together. We are a land of many colors. We are gay and straight together. We are a gentle, loving people. And now let us light our chalice together.
We light this flame to ignite our hearts and minds, the spark of knowledge that enlightens, the shimmering hope that burns, the blazing love that engulfs our actions, the bonfire of our commitment. We light this flame for those who celebrate themselves, who fear, who hope, who preserve, who stand on the side of love for all. We light this flame to celebrate our kaleidoscope of diversity, working, loving, and living on the side of love. For this, we light this flame.
Here are the top 10 reasons why you should go to this year's Pride Parade. Number 10, since we will be there, you won't have to listen to me here. And again, since we're down there, you won't be assaulted by any Harvest Moon skits there. Yes, assaulted is the word that was used last week. Number 8. Where else can you get to see a gigantic, multicolored, flaming balloon chalice made by our very own Paul Thiel? Yes. It will be fabulous. Number 7, you'll be able to either practice your screwing the light bulb wave or the windshield wiper wave from our relatively safe Unitarian Universalist float. Yes. The price for adults, number 6, the price for adults is the same as the price for children, and that price is free. Yes. Number 5, did I mention that it is free? Number 4, did I mention that it is a lot of fun? I guarantee you will have a smile on your face the entire time. Number 3, where else can you get rainbows painted on your cheeks by children? Yes. Although, actually, that's probably a relatively, that probably happens every week over in Fellowship and Discovery Hall. We do that pretty much every week at a UU church. But the number 2 reason, you'll easily get in your 20,000 steps. And the number 1 reason why you should attend this year's Pride Parade on October 15th is that it will provide you for yet another opportunity to wear your annoyingly yellow, ugly Side with Love t-shirt. Our annoyingly ugly yellow Side with Love t-shirts. What would we do without them? I have heard so many stories of people who are at a rally or a public event and they're trying to explain what Unitarian Universalism is to somebody or who we are, and the people were confused. And then the UU will say, oh, we're the ones who wear those annoyingly ugly yellow t-shirts. And they'll say, ah, I know who you are. Yes, I know you people. Yes, that's what we are famous for. I guess for our infamous fashion statement, yes. So Pride Sunday is October 15th. And we're kind of moving the Pride service up to a month ahead of time so that we can actually go down to Pride on Pride Sunday. It's on October 15th. It's one of the largest in the nation, and it starts not promptly at noon, okay? They say it starts at noon. I never know when it actually starts, but it is a lot of fun. So basically, it starts at the Civic Center MARTA station, which is right near Peachtree Street, and it goes straight down Peachtree Street, past the Shakespeare Playhouse Tavern, past one of my favorite vegan restaurants, Irby and Fix, which is on Peachtree, past the Fox Theater, past the Stone Summit Climbing, if you're into indoor climbing place, past the Fado's Irish Pub, and then it goes to the Margaret Mitchell House on 10th and Peachtree. And at that point, it makes a right-hand turn and goes a half a dozen blocks down to Piedmont Park, and that's the end. All in all, it's about a two-mile walk, or you can ride on the float. If you kind of cut out at the Margaret Mitchell House at 10th and Peachtree, you can make a left, and the Midtown MARTA station is right there. That's about a one-and-a-half-mile walk if you take that shortcut. Although there are many, many supporters at the Pride Parade all along the route, support is strongest at that turn at 10th and Peachtree Street. Why? Because unfortunately, that is where the hecklers also show up, okay? They are completely outnumbered, and they don't dampen the mood at all, but they are there, and they have bullhorns, okay? Each and every week, during our opening announcements, we say, no matter who you are or who you love, you are welcome here. And we mean that. And we absolutely mean that. Yet many in our society take issue with that. They wish to label love as being traditional or biblical, or marriage as biblical or traditional, whatever that means, because, I mean, in the Bible, Jacob, the father of the 12 tribes, had 12 sons. He had two wives, Leah and Rachel, concurrently. And some of the 12 were also fathered by two of his concubines, all concurrently. I don't think that's the love or marriage that people are referring to when they talk about traditional biblical marriage. I don't know what they're talking about, because actually, Jacob is not alone. It's all over the Bible that many of the men had several wives and children by several people. So I don't know what they're talking about. Yet we maintain, no matter who you are, who you love, you are welcome here. That's what we believe as Unitarian Universalists. It would be nice to say that we could just ignore the hecklers at the Pride Parade. Ignore those voices, those who oppose love. Yet those voices and their ideas have recently been very weaponized by politicians and state legislatures around the country. And they've created legislation that is punishing the LGBT community right now. According to the LGBT advocacy group Human Rights Campaign, 525 anti-LGBTQ bills were presented in state legislatures around the country, and 70 of them were passed into law just this year alone, which is double than last year. And what's particularly troubling is that many of the politicians and legislatures are targeting LGBT youth. 70% of homeless, I'm sorry, 40% of homeless youth identify as LGBT. Kelly Robinson, president of the Human Rights Campaign, says, "We need champions right now. We need people to become more than just allies." The amount of calls, she continues, "the amount of calls I get every day from parents asking that they can move to another state because they'd rather mourn their home than their children is real." This is a different level of urgency, she says, and it demands a different level of response. We can make a difference. In Missouri, due to extreme pushback by the ACLU and from organizations, grassroots organizations. The Attorney General withdrew an emergency ruling that he issued. His ruling mandated that doctors are prohibited from providing any gender treatments to people of any age, unless they, among other things, submit to 18 months of psychological assessment. And his ruling also mandated that care that no care is to be issued until one's mental health issues are resolved. So I am very grateful that people pushed back against that. We can make a difference. Each year, using 49 criteria in four different categories, the Human Rights Campaign evaluates 506 cities across the country in its annual Municipal Equality Index. This index measures whether there are strong protections in place for the LGBT community in that specific city. The categories include non-discrimination laws, the municipality as an employer, do they offer equality and benefits, contracts, inclusive workplaces. Another category, municipal services. Do they have services for the LGBT community? And the fourth category, law enforcement. Do they have hate crime laws on the books? Things like that. Or an LGBT liaison to the police task force. So I decided to check to see whether or not Roswell was one of the 506 cities evaluated. And it is. It was one of the 506. Actually, 10 cities in Georgia were evaluated. I'll list them from best to worst. Tying for first place was the city of Atlanta and the city of Decatur. They scored 100 out of 100. Okay? Tying for third place were the cities of Athens and Athens and Savannah. They scored 80. So there's six remaining. I'll list these in order from best to worst. Columbus, Sandy Springs, Augusta, North Druid Hills, Avondale Estates, and then Roswell. Of the 10 cities in Georgia evaluated, Roswell finished last with a score of 5. I was shocked. I really was shocked. And then I started looking around at other cities around the country, and I was getting panicky because I couldn't find anyone who was lower than 5 until I found Florence, Alabama. They scored a 0. Ouch. Finishing in last place in Georgia, I was shocked. We might need to reach out to the LGBT community here in Roswell to find out what they need and how we can help. I mean, barring disaster, the only place we can go is up. We can get better. With this, I hope you plan on attending this year's Pride Parade. I really do. I guarantee you will have fun. We'll soon create a sign-up sheet and an event in Breeze so we can sign up. Maybe we can carpool down to the event or carpool to North Springs together, make a plan to get as many people as possible down there safely. It will likely take a few years, but I envision, and I think many of the local clergy, UU clergy, envision as well, that soon on Pride Sunday, there will be a sea of people down Unitarian Universalists at Pride. And that it becomes part of the water here. Like, that's what we do as Unitarian Universalists. We show up for Pride and we have a blast every Pride Sunday. And I dream that the most common thing that is overheard at Pride is, hey, who are all those people in those ugly yellow t-shirts? And I say, yes, may that be so. How do we get a t-shirt? Question is asked. You can go on the Side with Love website, probably sidewithloveoneword.org, and you can probably click there to the UUA bookstore or something and get a t-shirt. Yes, I think they're $24 or something, but you might be able to get a discount. Anyway, A Prayer by Adrian Graham, who is an African-American minister, not candidate for ministry, Unitarian Universalist ministry. Holy Spirit of life and love, wow, you are so extra. You are greater than anything we have imagined thus far, yet you dwell within each of us, and I thank you for this precious day. We, your beloveds, come in so many shapes and sizes, able-bodied and disabled, and in many colors of the rainbow. We are cisgender, transgender, agender, non-binary, and more. We are homosexual, heterosexual, bisexual, asexual, pansexual, and more. We are monogamous, polyamorous, single partner, married, and more. In a time when our differences are stereotyped and exaggerated to drive wedges between us, help us, O God of infinite variety, to appreciate our likenesses and to view our differences in a pluralistic society as the strength that they are. In a time when our bodies are regulated by cultural norms and legislated to dominate us, help us, O righteous God of the oppressed and marginalized, to side with love, to rise up and to resist, reclaiming our voices and our bodily autonomy as our birthright. In a time when entire societies across the world are overrun with poverty, hunger, disease, both local and systemic, help us, O God of healing and salvation, to center care for the whole, reminding us that only together can we realize a just, equitable, loved community on this earth. Help us to know that we can be greater than anything we have imagined thus far, and so much more, and that on earth as it is in heaven means that we have a lot of work to do here and now. You, great one, who are present in every raindrop and every breeze, with us in every sunrise and sunset, rejoicing from every giggle and every smile, remain present to us when the storms of life are passing over. Remain present to us when we would forget to see you in our neighbor's face. Remain present to us when we would neglect to care for our home, our earth, and our fellow creatures with whom we share it. We know that what affects one affects all in this interdependent tapestry of life into which you have woven us. We know that we have the power to act because you reside in us, and we are you. We are your hands, we are your feet, your eyes, your ears, each of us enfleshed emissaries of the holy. The psalmist, sure of their worth and dignity, and assuring us of ours, proclaims, I will give thanks to you because I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Yes, my soul knows it very well that I am awesomely and wonderfully made in all of my extra fabulousness. May you know the same in your heart, in your mind, in your body, and in your spirit. You are greater than anything you have imagined thus far. Go ahead and be extra. Amen. And now I want to burst your bubble with a little fun and whimsy. I'd like to reframe what it means to burst your bubble. We have bubbles today. At least I hope you got some bubbles. Those who don't have them can get them in a moment over here. For our bubble communion, let each bubble you blow represent you and or other loved ones. And now for the reframing. The bursting of each bubble that you blow will represent the coming to fruition, full freedom of yourself or the loved one that that bubble represents. So I surely hope that all your bubbles will burst today. so that we all be free to be who we are. And so now, trying your very best to keep the bubble liquid off the floor, please rise as you are willing and able and let the wild rumpus start.
And now we extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again.
Ours is absolutely a gay church, straight church, a people's church, a human congregation made holy by the holy hopes and fears and dreams of all who wish to join us. Go in peace and enjoy your week.
The Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia, thanks you for listening to the Human Podcast. Background music, courtesy of Tim Moore from Pixabay.